Iran's armed forces hold nationwide military parades to mark the National Army Day. A special ceremony is underway around the mausoleum of the founder of the Islamic Republic, the late Imam Khomeini, in southern Tehran. The annual event marks the establishment of the Islamic Republic of Iran's army. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani addressed the gathering there. He said Iran's armed forces are seen as the anchor of stability in the Middle East as they safeguard peace and stability for the whole region. Hassan Rouhani said the armed forces are fully ready to defend the nation and will not allow any foreign aggressions. He added that unity between the nation and the army is key to Iran's military might. As you can see, those are live images coming out of the military parade that is taking place right now in southern Tehran. The parade includes all units of the Iranian Armed Forces and the Islamic Revolutionary Guards Corps, taking place, as we just mentioned, in front of the mausoleum of the former supreme leader and founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran, Ayatollah Khomeini. Iran says its military might poses no threat to other countries, and its defense doctrine is based on deterrence. Our correspondent Saman Kujuri is now with us to tell us a bit more about the parade taking place. Saman, I understand cutting-edge technology being showcased there to showcase Iran's military might. Tell us a bit more.
Well, the military parade by the ground forces of the Army of the Islamic Republic of Iran has begun here in the Iranian capital in the presence of Iran's President Hassan Rouhani after making a speech. Well, according to official reports for today, different units of the armed forces of the Army, be it naval, air, or ground forces, will stage their military parade in order to showcase their latest achievements in defense field. Well, what we expect for today, according to the commander of the ground forces of the Army, Brigadier General Purdestan, we expect the unveiling of a machine gun dubbed Muharram, which has 50 caliber and has high fire rate. And this is a big achievement on Iran's defense industry in terms of the ground forces operations. Well, also for today, according to official reports and a statement released by Iran's Army Forces Department, indeed, well, we expect Arash radar system, as well as Qafar-1 missile simulator system and Push and Ghadr missile launcher movement systems to be launched and unveiled, and also to be present, to be paraded indeed, here on the occasion of Iran's National Army Day. So these are the latest achievements by the Army of the Islamic Republic of Iran to reassure once again that the armed forces of the Army of the Islamic Republic of Iran are always ready to once again defend Iran's territorial integrity in full force. Also, at the same time, just a few minutes ago, helicopters and also fighter jets flew over in the sky, indeed, to also show their capability and also in the sky and also in airspace. So according to official reports, the Army of the Islamic Republic of Iran is expected to launch four military exercises in the second half of the Iranian, the current Iranian year. Well, according to reports, two of them are indeed military maneuvers and military exercises, and two are held at expert levels in order to test the capability of the Islamic Republic of Iran army in defending the country and to keep the spirit of resistance and defense all the time alive among the different rankings of the Army of the Islamic Republic of Iran. Well, as you can see, that was our correspondent Saman Kujuri reporting there from the military parades that are taking place in the Iranian capital, Tehran. As he mentioned, that
cutting-edge technology and new gains made by the Iranian military will be put on display. Now, Tehran launched an arms development program during the Iraqi-imposed war on Iran because of a U.S. weapons embargo. And since then, Iran has produced its own tanks, its armored personnel carrier, missiles, fighter jets, etc. New achievements of the Iranian defense industries, which will be showcased today, include the weapon called Muharram, which has a firepower of 2,500 bullets per minute. This technology in possession of just a handful of nations around the world. Now, also, five new homemade radar and missile systems, missile defense systems, that is, will be displayed. These include the Arash radar system, the Qafar missile simulator system, and as well as the Qadr missile launcher movement system. We're also seeing fighter jets participate. Also, the construction of low-altitude missile systems that are in their final stages will go on display there. We will continue to bring you more on the Army Day processions that are taking place specifically in the south of Tehran.